welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, where once a week we get a chance to visit about sunflowers. And he's the new guy at New Seed, the South Dakota technical agronomist and salesperson, Darris Comfey. Hello, Darris.
Hello.
I butchered your title. What is your official title there at New Seed?
Field sales leader.
All righty. Well, as we move across South Dakota, let's first of all, tell us a little bit about Darris. Where are you based out of? Where's home?
Just starting this week, working out of my home office in Pierre, and previously done my last 10 years in ag with CHS right here in Pierre, and agronomy sales and agronomy sales manager position.
That gives you great cred and experience to jump into sunflowers with both feet. Tell us, I assume you've got some plots that you're testing and harvesting. So where are those plots, and how's the harvest for your sunflowers doing?
We do have five plots scattered across the Dakotas, ranging from Pierre all the way up to Dickinson, Minot, and Colfax. And then we also have plots in McLaughlin and Akaska that we're working on trying to get out right now.
And like everybody else, man, the challenges of the fall harvest of 2019 just are nonstop. You haven't got the combine stuck yet, have you?
We haven't. We've had some pretty considerable cool downs that have allowed these producers to get into some areas of these fields that wouldn't otherwise be accessible due to mud. But with the cooler temperatures, things are sure firming up.
So describe the yield performance, the crop performance of New Seed sunflowers here in the fall of 2019.
Yeah, as far as crop performance goes, we're seeing some phenomenal yields in really all crops in the central part of the state. Yields have been well above average. There's been some spots where we've had some test weight concerns, I guess, but all in all, the yield is there, so everybody's pretty happy with crop performance, I guess. This year, it seems to be more of a matter of getting it dried down and in the bin, but in our area, the yield is definitely there.
All right, super. And what is the moisture content, generally speaking, across South Dakota for flowers?
It's finally getting down to where guys can go straight into the bin, a lot of 11%. It's been quite a wait to get it down to there, but guys are finally able to extract it and get it in the bin now.
Yeah, we have spent some time talking sunflower drying, which is, first of all, the harvesting is unique and the drying is very unique. So guys really got to pay attention to what they're doing when they got sunflowers going through the dryer, huh?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Alrighty. Other crop performance issues or bragging rights for your New Seed sunflowers this fall, Darris?
I guess bragging just goes with the year. Everything looks really good. We'll know a little more when we get these plots out. Just have one out completely. We're in the middle of the second one, so we still have a few to go. Seeing a fair amount of head rot, I guess that would be one of the main concerns, sclerotinia. Getting a lot of questions on that and seeing a fair amount of it across all varieties or all hybrids, I guess. Unfortunately, there's no silver bullet for sclerotinia, and something that favored it was all the dew and the 60 to 75 degree weather that we had, and all the morning dews of this summer sure favored that disease. So that's one that seems to be more predominant across the territory.
Okay, put your agronomist hat on now, Darris. If there is a area where sclerotinia or head rot is a major issue, are you going to have that problem the next time you put sunflowers there?
Yes, so rotation does help with the sclerotinia. However, there's no true resistance, and then the spores can move over from a neighboring field. So, and then like I said, the weather, the morning dews and stuff that we had across a large area really favored that disease. So
Man, a lot of muddy situations across South Dakota prevent plant area, and environment ripe with opportunity for fungal spores. And then you get a wind, and like you said, does blow over from the neighbor. So, all righty. Other things that you'd like guys to maybe give you a call and maybe talk about over the course of the late fall through the winter? Talk about new seed sunflowers, Darius.
Yes, Colin, we'll get these plots in and get them together and call and ask us how they did. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me or anyone on the team that you're familiar with.
How do they get a hold of you in South Dakota, Darius?
Can email me, darius.camphy@newseed.com. Otherwise, catch me on my cell, 605-280-1362.
Gotcha. All right, Darius Camphy in the it is Pier area, New Seed Sunflower salesperson and agronomist. Hey, we'll be checking in with you every now and then, Darius. We sure appreciate the visit.
All righty. Thank you.
You bet. Have a great weekend.